Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
So, welcome to the Midweek Takeaway, where we're welcoming Colin Bird from Extract Resources. How are things going, Colin, after the news yesterday about the antinomy in Morocco? Give us a bit of an update of how you see that all panning out.
Well, we're going very well across the board. Thank you very much, Kevin. Very busy times. I'm delighted with Amgas. There's some pictures on my Twitter site where you'll see how we've cleaned up the place and got it really ready for production. But of course, the good news yesterday was we announced the grant of the Amgas mining license. And we're going to take the processing plant out of Casablanca to right to site to Amgas. The logic being that in the past, you know, before we entered Wildstone, the material would be picked up, taken to Casablanca, put through a small plant, and then sold onwards as an intermediate product. That intermediate product is really a lively market at the moment. As you know, the fundamentals for antimony, they're very, very good indeed. You've only got to look at the price charts. So we decided to, you know, the intent is to put a flotation plant in the longer term. And the intent is to set up right on mine, a gravity separation plant. And that will have the benefit of treating not only our own material, we've got much, but local artisanal miners. And so we've got the benefit of our own material, plus artisanal miners. We're producing this intermediate 10 to 20% antimony. And I'm going to make sure there's some pictures around for our shareholders and would-be shareholders to see that, you know, antimony is often a byproduct, you know, Kevin. It's not always a prime product. Here we're looking at raw antimony. And normally, when you get that situation, the vein is as thick as your fingernail, you know. Yeah. Like we're looking at big, thick sections of antimony, very discernible. The more work we do, the more galleries, they call them galleries there. You'd probably call them tunnels. I'd call them adits. But, you know, the industry term for when you've got a sort of hillside topography, you use the topographer for entry and chase the vein. The more work that we do, the more we find. I think the interesting bit, Kevin, is they're not sort of rough old mining, very dangerous. They're not the safest place you've been in. We're dressing them all up and, you know, barring them down and making them safe. But some of them are from the old French days when the French were working antimony. And what you see is quite sophisticated tunnels, high quality work, sophisticated tunnels, which won't be difficult to rehabilitate. Having said that, the more we see and the sort of orientation of the antimony, the more we see of the initial, they called it open cast, I call it quarrying, the more we see the large face that they presented, everything seems to be migrating to that face. So it's my opinion, shared obviously by the team, my opinion that we will be able to go straight into quarrying. And why, first of all, make the face, you know, make it safe, bench it, so as you've actually not got big runs where people are working anywhere near underneath. And then I'd rather think that instead of going into the galleries, into the tunnels, I think that we'll be doing open-cut mining. And of course, shall we call them the old-timers? That's what they call the artisans, previous artisans. They just chased pure antimony, what they could see. The Associated Brescia has got nice grades of antimony in it as well. So even the tunnels, should we work them, will be high grade, not our grade, they will be 2-4% antimony in support of main vein antimony with the overriding quarry ruling things. So 70,000 ton a year plant we're talking about is peanuts for the amount of antimony we've got. We're doing our marketing agreement, so we've got full circle. I think always when you're in these specialty metals, you've got to make sure you're full circle with your marketing tied up.
So, on the 70,000 tons, Colin, are you expecting sort of what, 2-5% antimony going through that 70,000?
Start at 2-4, yeah. Yeah, start at that. But the product we'll be selling will be between 10-12 to the best stuff will be 20. It's an immediate, intermediate product.
But you're
product,
talking about, what, 2-3,000 tonnes of antimony per annum if you use that 70,000?
Yeah, you've got to basically you've got to take recovery into consideration. You've then got to take the upgrade into the optimization, the upgrade of whether you're selling 10, whether you're selling 20, what the market's like. But in terms of cash, it will be a very nice cash earner between ourselves and our partners at Wildstone. We've got extremely good partners there as well working with us, Kevin. Very, very good partners.
Yeah, I mean, some of the guys were running it through AI, and it was showing that even Extract's portion of this could be $25 to $35 million a year once this is rocking and rolling. Does that seem feasible or not?
You know how much they don't like us to make forecasts, but use your AI, use your, we're talking with real figures here. We're talking about real percentages. So your estimate, I wouldn't argue with your estimate. Neither would I
Yeah.
support. Neither would I support it because because I'm not allowed to. But yeah,
Yes,
that
indeed.
antimony is basically getting scarcer and scarcer. Lots of people are reporting our new antimony finds. But as I say, a big portion of it is byproduct. Byproduct. This is prime
Yeah,
antimony. This is
and
prime
antimony.
antimony.
Just so people understand, antimony is not one of those things that is quoted like copper or silver or gold in terms of a price. So what sort of price is, pure antimony? I know you don't even get pure antimony, but
Well,
per
no,
ton.
it comes in so many product types. It's two pages, but if you get the ingots, you may be talking about $53,000 a ton. You might be talking then the sort of stuff we'll be doing. We ought to be in the 23, 25,000. Let's say 20, 25,000. And of course, some of it we'll buy in and upgrade. Other stuff we'll mine ourselves. But it's very, very broad product type market. So you can't generalize on saying like copper, oh, copper's 14,000 ton. When you're talking about antimony, you're talking about specific products right across the market. When I use the words for our particular product, our saleable product, intermediate. So you can do what you like with it afterwards,
Yeah.
Kevin. You can do what you like with it. But $20,000 is about the right figure. So
And of course,
you're mining very valuable stuff, of which we've already mined quite a bit, ready for production.
yeah, I mean, that was one of the things I was going to suggest, that there was also quite a lot of stockpile already on the surface when you took this project over, as well
Well,
as the mining stuff.
not really. The stockpile wasn't there. There was a lot of rubble on the place. In fact, we had to clean up. I guess that was a negative rather than a positive. But what we've done our own work there, and the piles now are into intermediate and high grade, and we're ready for the operation to start. The work we've got to do now is to relocate, and we're in the middle of relocating the plant from Casablanca down to Amgas, so we're into production, into sales.
So I asked you this question a few months back as well, I think. Are we going to be seeing antimony concentrate being sold by the end of 2026?
You're going to, this product, the one we're talking about now, the intermediate, 26, is basically a fail-safe target. I'm hoping that we'll get this plant erected in third quarter. We'll be there, but certainly by the end we'll be into intermediate saleable concentrate production. Certainly, I'm rather hoping to beat that target. The target you've got there is a very conservative internal target, so as not to overstate a situation. Internally, we wish to beat that and beat it significantly.
Very good. And I'm not going to ask you about Silver King, but I think from the conversations we've had previously, it's watch this space. And you're going to bring us up to date on Silver King and then the not too distant future.
Oh, absolutely. It's all systems go there as well. All systems go. Yeah, absolutely. We're made very, very, very nice progress, and I hope to update the market in the not too distant future.
Very good. Well, we'll do a more comprehensive interview when that Silver King report comes out. And good luck. And let's hope we've got two producing assets by the end of 2026. And you've got Bushranger in the background. It's got to be worth something at $14,000 copper.
Absolutely, Kevin. Yeah, isn't it nice when you think of a junior mining company having two producing units and 1.3 million tons in the bank? Albeit that 1.3 million tons in the bank is subgrade, doesn't quite make the grade. But you've been in the business as long as I have to know what doesn't make the grade today makes it tomorrow. And if we look at the fundamentals for copper, the short supply. If we look at the Australian market, their thirst for new projects, and here we've got an homegrown one, 50 kilometers from Sydney in the Lachlan Fold. It has to have value, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we talked about it obviously over the years, but it's open at all ends, and it's not just 1.3 million tons of contained copper, as we well know. But that's all we can say is as we speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. And rest assured, I'm working hard on finding the best way forward to monetize that particular asset. And Silver King, as I say, is roaring along. So it's all systems go, Kevin. Okay.
Very good. We look forward
Thanks.
to catching up with you in the not too distant future regarding Kendrick, Bezant, African Pioneer, and Extract, and Galileo, because we've got movement in all of them, I'm sure. And yeah, good luck.
Yep, we're heads down in every single company. There's a story to tell and to be told. So good days, and as always in this business, the train seems to be arriving at the station at the same time. But I'm an happy station master. Thank you very
Yeah.
much, Kevin. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. All the best, Colin.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.